Hey everyone, listen up. Grease is the new copper. If you're a thief stealing someone's air conditioner for the copper wiring, that is so 2007. Sucking used fry grease out of the bin behind the Arby's, now that is where it's at these days.
Ew.
Yeah, I know, it's totally gross.
What?
But useful. Raw grease can be rendered into yellow grease and then made into biodiesel. With demand for biodiesel increasing, the market value of this yellow grease has tripled in the last couple years to 32 cents a pound. That may not sound like a whole lot, but it's about bulk, baby, bulk. In fact, there's been a legitimate grease collection trade for decades now. One of the largest companies involved, it's called Griffin Industries, and they say that, quote, rendering contributes more than $1.5 billion to the GNP annually. So it's been a big business for a long time. There have always been thieves, too, but lately more people are getting into the grease game. We learned about all of this from a report by Ben Arnoldy in the Christian Science Monitor. And when reporters do our homework for us, we call it Ripped Off. From the headlines, Ben is on the line with us now. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, thanks for joining us. So we've characterized this stuff like French fry grease, but give us a few more details. What is this stuff?
Well, it's grease that's collected from restaurants. So whenever they're deep frying something like French fries, it's the leftover gunk in the fry later. And that could be vegetable oil. It could be animal fats.
From any food that's just deep fried.
That's right.
And I understand you visited a rendering plant where this stuff is made into the more valuable yellow grease. Explain that particular adventure. It sounded kind of gross.
Well, before I went, I was talking to a source and said, well, I'm planning to go down to a rendering plant. And they said, oh, do not wear good clothes and wear old shoes you don't care about because the stuff can really smell. And if it gets on you, it's hard to get off.
What does it smell like?
Well, it smells kind of like a combination between a fast food restaurant and a butcher shop where the meat maybe has gone mad, gone bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. And so when you went to this plant, did you see anything that kind of surprised you?
Well, it's called it was a tallow company. And I don't know if you know what tallow is, but it's scraps of animal fats. So there was some animal parts that I could see, which was kind of gross. But I also, the other thing they do is collect the grease out of the restaurant bins. So the owner there showed me some of the bins that they have, and they're metal bins, and the top cover for a lot of them was bent up.
Hmm.
And that's because they had put locks on the bins, and these thieves, instead of trying to break the lock, they would just bend up the metal of the container and then slip in what they call a stinger, which is the nozzle on a hose, and there's just enough room so that they could sneak the nozzle in and slurp up the fat that's in the bin.
Wow, so they're actually taking it from the rendering facilities as well as the restaurants. Now, the whole thing was pretty much news to us. I had no idea that it was illegal to take this grease. I mean, you would think that this is just waste, that restaurants would actually pay companies to take it away, right?
That surprised me, too. And, in fact, for many years, that's the way it worked, that they would have to pay people to come and get it. But because yellow grease is so valuable now, it's usually done for free, or even in some cases, the collectors will pay the restaurants for the grease.
Wow. So they're clearly making a profit. So a legitimate grease collection business like the one we mentioned, Griffin Industries, one of the larger ones, how does it work?
Well, they operate in some 20 states, and they've got drivers who will go around, daily on rounds to pick up grease. And, you know, how often it go to a particular restaurant depends on how much stuff they're frying. But they'll go around with a tanker truck, and they'll vacuum out the grease in each of the bins. And the tanker truck could hold, say, 5,000 gallons of grease, and that's worth several thousand dollars, and companies like Griffin, this is a big business for them, and the theft is so bad that they've actually hired two full-time detectives. One is a former Texas Ranger, and another is a former policeman in San Antonio, and they do nothing but track grease thefts in different states where they operate.
Wow.
Full-time.
It doesn't seem that hard. Just hire a collie if it smells that bad.
Right.
Who are the thieves? What's a profile of a typical grease thief?
Oh, very daring, like Remington Steele, like a cat burglar. He woos the ladies at night and steals the grease by day.
Right. So I asked that question, too. I was really curious. And one of the detectives said, well, they can run. He's dealt with third-generation grease thieves, so this can kind of run in the family. Lately, sometimes it's newcomers who've been attracted. They want to get into this business because, you know, the price has tripled. There's money to be made. Huh. But the problem is there's no free grease left. So because they can't always get enough contracts to make a go of it, they'll just go to the bins and steal it.
But then when they try to resell it, don't they get caught?
Well, there are these middlemen who are independent grease collectors who all-time operators will...
Put that on my business card.
Right, a grease middleman. Well, so these middlemen will collect it, and then that sort of obscures the origin of the grease, and then they'll sell it to a rendering company. But the rendering companies are kind of getting smart to this, and oftentimes they won't buy from an independent because they figure, well, this is just stolen grease.
Well, it's, I have to say, a kind of a bizarre story. But, Ben, we're glad you reported on it. We're glad you shared it with us. Ben Arnoldi is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. I will never again go to Arby's and not think twice about all that leftover grease that's left in the back. It's making
right.
fuel.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep.
You'll still use the horsey sauce liberally, but you'll think about it.
The horsey sauce.
I'm definitely writing this grease screenplay, you know. You could have lines. I mean, the lines just write themselves, right? He's a pretty slick operator. He just slipped through our fingers this time, but we'll get him next time. We're the Grease Gang.
Oh, my. So we're going to make a little bit of a turn here at the Bryant Park Project. Going from grease thieves, we're going to talk about a more serious story. We're going to talk about aid and the problems that aid agencies are facing in trying to get much-needed supplies into Myanmar after this weekend's devastating cyclone. We're going to get an update from one agency that operates in the region. That'll be coming up next here on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.